Pickaxe.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How are you today?
I'm good. Oh, are you talking to me or the listeners?
Oh, should we just have like 30 seconds of silence whilst they answer?
Okay, right. Let's wait.
It's like when you have like children's TV and they're just like, hello, kids. What's your favorite color? Mine too.
I love that.
Who would have thought we'd have the same favorite color?
What's your favorite podcast? This one? No way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So hello, listeners.
Hello, everyone.
How are you? Really?
Wow, that's so great.
Oh, I am glad. Well, imagine if someone sat there just like, oh, I've had a really bad day. I stubbed my toe and then I burnt my spaghetti on the bottom of the pan.
No.
And we're just like, that's great.
That's so great.
I'm so glad to hear that. I hope you're all having nice days.
Yeah. I hope you haven't burned your spaghetti.
Don't burn your spaghetti. Why was I thinking about spaghetti? Oh, I was talking to Alex last night and I sort of, you know, when you start having one bad thought and then your brain just goes off. I was like lying awake. I said, okay, I'm going to put on my audiobook so I can fall asleep because at the moment I'm just having one of those like brain spirals. Mm-hmm. And he was like, don't have a brain spiral. What's the opposite of a spiral? And I was like, spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Uncooked spaghetti. And he was just like, yeah, just have brain spaghetti instead. So welcome to the comfort zone. Hopefully we are your uncooked brain spaghetti today.
Perfect.
We don't have to record a trailer anymore.
No, we don't.
We just use that.
That's the trailer. Well, have you had many dreams this week?
I have had many dreams.
Many dreams.
But I've only recorded two because some of them weren't appropriate. So
oh, no.
I've got two hopefully appropriate dreams, but I've also forgotten what they were.
Good.
I recorded this morning's one, so that's still sort of freshish in my mind.
Freshish.
But yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I had one that I remembered. I've not really remembered my dreams this week, but I had one yesterday, I believe. It was a bit sort of all over the place, but I tried to remember what I could. So yeah, we'll see how good it is.
Nice.
Nice.
And picking up from last week, you did your Mario Kart run.
I did. Yeah, I did two of them, I think, actually.
You did. You beat me.
They weren't great. I did beat you, though. Yeah. I mean, you were great. But I was hoping that I'd be like really good, but I wasn't.
You were great, but I was better. So
I was better. No, I was really pleased with the second one because I didn't think I was going to improve. I did the first one and then you beat that. And I did one off stream, which I only saved about three quarters of a second, maybe.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I've hit a wall. I'm not going to improve. It sucks. But then I shaved off like a minute and a half in the next stream. So I did pretty well. I was really surprised.
I did do a lot better than I did on my first one in the second one, but I think it's because I only saved the time of the cutscenes that I forgot to skip the first time. So there's a little piece of advice to anyone who wants to do it is just do something really dumb in the first one.
Yeah, and then you're
and then you can
improve.
Easily make up time the second time.
Yeah. Well, one thing I learned was that if you own the game on a cartridge, the loading times are longer. And if you have it installed on your Switch, you save about a minute.
What?
So I have a cartridge. So I think that's kind of taken it out of me now because I'm like, oh, what's the point? If I've got a cartridge, it's going to be longer than it should be anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So feels bad. I did think that my loading times were a bit longer.
Really, someone should go back and cut it down to just the racing times.
They should, yeah. Can someone do that, please, so I can be number one?
Imagine if you cut it down and it turned out you were actually
I saved 10 whole minutes
in the world.
But apparently, like, the third best speedrunner has it installed on a cartridge or something like that. So I wonder what they'd be like if they had it installed. Who knows? Well, should we listen to the first stream?
Should we dive on in to one of our brains? How do you want to do it? Because I've got two and you've got one. So
should we
do one of mine, one of yours, and one of mine? Like, yeah. Like a sandwich?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Should we do a sandwich?
You're the filling.
I'm the filling. Mmm, delicious.
I'm the bread.
Bread.
Here we go.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
I had a dream that I was in the woods, and then there was this bear that was chasing me, and I kept trying to, like, climb the trees to get away from the bear. But then it's like I was watching the bear be at home as well. He was, like, hanging out with Squeak and hanging out with Jerry and Fionn. Then I was just thinking, like, oh my gosh, I need to, like, protect them from the bear. The bear was like only like the size of a cat, but when it was chasing me, it was huge. And it was just like chilling with Jerry because there was this bowl of cat food that the bear was eating. So I was thinking, oh, he's like full up for now, so it's fine, but I need to go and protect my babies. So I climbed up this tree. I was really high up. And I managed to, like, get my phone out of my pocket, and I called up and I was like, I don't know how to tell you where I am, but I think eventually I did manage to get home. And then Alex and I were walking down the road and this lady was like, give me your phones and your wallets. And we were like, okay. So I got my wallet out and I was like, firstly, I Alex's wallet was in the back of his bag, and I really unsubtly, like, took it out. I was like, he doesn't have his wallet on him. And I was handing over my wallet, and then I said, can I at least have my photo of my niece back? Because it's, like, the only photo I carry of her. And the lady was like, oh, yeah, fine, take it. And then I was just trying to distract her by, like, going through all of this wallet, being like, oh, what about this? Can I keep this? And then I got home, but I was staying in this, like, massive, like, university building. And then I was watching this lady fight John Moxley. He was really angry, and he was using this thing that was like the old Robot Wars robots. It was like this box, but it had a big sword blade spinning around in it. Eventually she was like, no, this fight's ridiculous. But then I had to fight him, and the rules of the fight were that he wasn't allowed to leave the room. And it was my old bedroom at my parents' house, and I was like running away because I was like, I don't want to get caught by this blade. And then he left the room and chased me with it, and I was like, that's it, you've broken the rules, the fight's over. And I think that's when I woke up. The end. Oh no, I've lost the thingy.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Why do we always dream about
you
wrestling?
You always have wrestling dreams. Every time.
It's going to be one episode where we don't talk about wrestling.
I don't know.
But it's not today.
It's not today. Well, one thing that stood out for me was the bear. That's cute.
Yeah.
I feel like... So I'm coming down next week, or the end of this week, and I'm bringing Tabs, my cat, and he's staying with you. I wonder if the bear represents Tabu, especially since he was eating cat food.
And he was the size of a cat.
I wonder, are you worried that he's going to hang out with Jerry and Fionn?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, what if he sneaks in? I'm
trying to think if I would have known Tabs was going to be coming down. Because there has been a cat in the garden recently.
Ah, maybe that's it.
And it's the same cat that walked into our kitchen on Halloween and just was like, sup? I was like, hello. So maybe it is that. Because I was thinking, like, listening back to the dream, it's basically like three different instances of me being attacked by things. I'm chased by a bear, then I'm mugged, and then John Moxley tries to beat me up with a Robot Wars robot. I'm like, am I feeling
are you okay?
Attacked? Am I okay? Am I going to get attacked? Do I? I don't think I feel particularly attacked. No one's been mean to me.
No.
Recently. I mean, Fionn keeps attacking me, but she just keeps on digging at my pajamas for some reason. She's taking a liking to it.
Aww.
But that was after the dream. So I don't know. It was a premonition.
Yeah.
Fionn is the bear.
That's it.
And she's mugging me.
She's going to steal your wallet. I love how you were bartering with the person trying to steal your wallet. Like, could I have this? Could I keep this? Oh, what about this? And then you're like hiding things behind your back. Like, nope, don't have that.
I remember one of the things that I bartered with that I didn't mention was in my wallet, I have, you know, the Mario Kart arcade machines where you can print out a little card that says how you did?
Yeah.
I have one of those in my wallet as well. And I remember being like, I have to make sure I keep that because it's got my Mario Kart scores on it.
It's my gamer license. I need that.
Yeah.
There was something else I thought of. What was it? It was to do with the animals. I don't know. It seems like you're worried that... I think you're worried about... Oh, that was it. I've had dreams like that before. I always have rat dreams. So I always dream that I've got rats again. I used to keep rats. And I dream that I have rats everywhere.
Yeah.
And I need to protect them. Like, I have so many cages all over my flat. They're all full of different rats. Like, some of them have had babies somehow and there are more there. And I'm like, oh my God, where did they come from? And I've had dreams before where like wolves have got in and they've tried to like go for the rats and I've had to run around and protect them. So I don't know. Like, we just want to protect our animals.
Do you know, I've just remembered, I recently watched a video that was this bear is like walking along someone's garden wall and this person's dogs run out and go towards the bear. So this lady legs it over, pushes the bear off the wall, picks up her dog and runs off.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's just that I literally just thought, what would I do if something, you know, came for my babies?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I think a lot of the times, like, we see something while we're awake, we completely forget about it, but the brain is just processing it while we're asleep. So maybe you had bear on the brain.
Yeah.
And you climbed the tree to phone someone, right? Is that what you said?
I did, yeah. I was like, I have to protect my baby. So I climbed a tree and then I went home.
That'll do it.
So I'm looking at the app.
Yeah.
And it says, in your dream, a bear attack may represent a need to focus on your own intuition rather than rushing to follow others.
Oh.
Bear is a wise follower of his own way. Being hunted by a bear represents potential business issues and dealing with bad people.
I've
not been dealing with any bad people.
Is it me? Is this your way of breaking up with me? No more podcasts?
Are you a bad influence?
No.
What have you been doing?
No, never. Am I the bear? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The John Moxley part of it, we've just been watching a lot of John Moxley wrestling recently, and he does scare me, so... That's a very literal dream of I'm scared of him. But weirdly, him having, like, a box with a circular blade in it. The next day after I had this dream, I went around a friend's house and we watched some wrestling, and there was a wrestler in that used a pizza cutter.
Oh.
So it would have made more sense for me to have the dreams the other way around.
A pizza cutter?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
What the
heck?
It
was horrible. It was like the first AEW match I ever heard about. So my first impression of them was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
But it turns out that it was just like this one-off match that they did with this guy who does really intense fighting. I think they got him in for one match and then they were like, no. But I remember seeing a video of it cut from a shot of this guy like pizza cutting this other guy, Jericho. He like pizza cut him and then a Domino's advert pops up.
Oh no!
I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, we're pulling our sponsorship.
That's incredible. That's amazing. Just to clarify, we are not sponsored by Domino's yet.
No, but if Ooey would like to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah, if you're interested.
I'd love some Marmite fries right now.
I wonder, like, what prompted the dream. I wonder if... Because it sounds like a pretty stressful one.
I don't remember waking up particularly worried at all.
I imagine you just wake up confused.
I think I just wake up like, a bear, what do you know?
I dreamt about a bear.
But it's one of those odd ones that doesn't feel in in keeping with how I feel. Like, I didn't particularly, maybe in like a week or so, I'll be like, oh, that's what this was about. Oh, I get it now. But often there's times when, like, I don't know, maybe if you've read like a mean comment about you online, maybe you'd feel attacked or something. But I've not had anything like that at all recently. So it's a bit out of the blue for me to. Although that being said, now I'm thinking about it, I think maybe I've been a bit harsh on myself recently, because I remember messaging you a little while ago being like, I don't feel like I do enough. I should work harder. Maybe I'm the bear.
Maybe you are.
Maybe the real bear is the bear within me all along.
That does make sense. And that is a load of rubbish, I must say, because you do so much. Aww. You're always busy and always getting stuff done. So
tell it to my tummy bear.
You need to stop being so hard on yourself.
There we go.
There we go.
I guess as well, like, I took the bunnies to the vet and we found out that Fionn has to have a dental soon.
Yes.
So maybe it's the dental bear I'm worried about.
The dental bear.
The bear is just the representation of my worry in general. I like bears.
Maybe the Robot Wars robot is like dental equipment.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's the little like... Oh my gosh, the last time I went to the dentist, it was honestly like a comedy sketch, because it was when I went to have my wisdom teeth taken out and I was sat in the waiting room just like, okay, a bit nervous, don't know what's going to happen. And I could hear, honestly, this like,
oh,
and it
no.
was like, oh my gosh, this is so loud. And then it stops and a guy walks out carrying a drill and it turns out he was just like putting shelves up or something. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's the sort of thing that you'd be like, if they did it in a comedy sketch, you'd be like, no, that wouldn't happen. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of the time, like, we sit here and we're like, oh, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. But the dreams are just, they're just your brain processing your day at the end of the day. And like, they might not have an inherent meaning, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I had a friend of mine, they were like, oh, how's the podcast going? Like, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I had a dream where this happened. What do you think this is about? And I'm like, I'm not an expert. And also, it's probably nothing.
Yeah, I think the best person to know what a dream means is probably just yourself. Because you know the processes, what has been going on in there.
Exactly. And that's what I said to him. I said, it's all down to yourself. Whatever you think it's about, that's likely to be what it's about. It will be something that's playing on your mind, or just something that you read during the day. It'll be something like that. Like, it's not going to be like, ooh, you saw me in your dream. That means you're madly in love with me.
Well, I remember reading this article. It was basically saying, like, for instance, if you dream about kissing David Hasselhoff, it doesn't mean you fancy David Hasselhoff. It just means that David Hasselhoff was a famous lifeguard character. So maybe you're dreaming that you want to be rescued from a situation or something.
Ah.
And it was stuff like that. So even if you have like a smoochy smoochy dream, doesn't necessarily, I mean, maybe it does. Maybe it is that simple. But also, maybe you don't fancy David Hasselhoff.
Or maybe you do.
Maybe you do. And that's okay too, I guess.
Do you remember who was trying to rob you in your dream?
No, I just remember that it was just like a woman who I got the feeling was like having a bit of trouble.
Huh. Well, it's like my one last week where the lady fell over and it's like, I have no idea who this lady is, but yeah. I hope you feel better soon.
I often wonder that with dreams. Like, you know, when you just see people out and about in the street, part of me wonders, like, are strangers in our dreams strangers that we've seen and our brain has just sort of been like, oh, I'm gonna log this one for later? Or do we actually just, do we have like a character creation where it's just a randomized person who pops out?
Well, that's the thing. I have heard, I don't know how true it is, but there was a point when people said, like, you only dream about people that you've seen, or like, if you've seen a celebrity, obviously, like a picture of them, then you might dream about them. But if you dream about someone you don't know, there's every chance you saw them on the street. But I don't know how true that is. I wonder if I can find out.
I often wonder how many strangers' houses have photographs of me in. You know the way that you take holiday photos and there'll always be random people in the background and you don't know who they are. Part of me just thinks, I wonder if I'm just like there in the back of someone's photo that they have on their mantelpiece or something.
Well, it's like there's these stories, like there's a few of them that I've heard where a couple have got together and they find out like, oh, my family went to Disneyland in 96. And they're like, oh, mine did too. No way. And they get the pictures out and they see each other in the background. Like it's happened.
Aww.
It's crazy. It's so cool. But yeah, anyway, I've Googled it and it says, we only see faces that we already know. Our mind is not inventing faces. In our dreams, we see real faces of real people that we have seen in our life, but we might not remember them. So there we go. Apparently that's the thing. Well, I don't know if that's a fact, but the internet is telling me that. So it must be true.
I find it often with dreams where it's like, I went to see the doctor and the doctor was Kirsty, but it wasn't actually you, it was someone else. And you know, it's just that your brain's just been like drag and drop.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to come up with someone else. It's them, but it's not.
They're always very sort of liquid as well, dreams. Like somebody will be there and then suddenly there'll be someone else.
Yeah.
Like they'll have just morphed into a different person. It's just like, okay, that's the thing now. Dreams are weird. Dreams are weird.
In conclusion, dreams are weird.
Yeah.
Shall we listen to your dreams?
Yes, let's do it.
Nice.
Hey, y'all. I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, so I don't know where the dream started, but I remember being in a shop, and it was a cute shop. It had lots of nice things in it. I was there with some friends. I can't remember who, though, but I found like a little jewelry cabinet. So I had a look in, and it had some cute stuff in there. Weirdly, some of it was like my Twitch emotes, but as little charms on necklaces and earrings. But I found a set of earrings that were really pretty. So it was like the hook, then it had a really big bead. So one side had a darker bead, like a blue maybe, and it was really shiny and it had like pretty patterns on it. And the other one had a lighter bead, probably like a red or a green. And underneath the bead, they both had lucky cats on them. So one of them was, the one with the blue bead was black and the other one was white. And I was like, oh, these are really nice. So I went and asked the assistant, who I think was Rose the Kiln Girl from Pottery Throwdown. So I asked the assistant how much they were because I couldn't see a price. And they just literally pointed to the earrings and there was a tiny tag on them that said £41. And I was like, oh my God, that's quite a lot. And then it turned out that it was £41 each. So I was like, oh damn, that's too much. So I was wandering around like, oh God, should I buy them? It's quite a lot. I don't know. Then I dropped them and the beads fell off of the hooks. So I was, and Rose was sitting there staring at me and I was just like, oh shit, I need to fix these without them seeing. So I'm like wandering around trying to fix them. Eventually I did fix them and I put them back in the cabinet and shut the door. And then I went to get all my stuff because I'd sort of left my stuff around the place. And for some reason in the dream, I was carrying a lot of stuff. I had like books and like sketchbooks and purses and stuff. So it was hard to carry all of this junk, like it dropping it. So I found all my stuff and I left the shop. The next part of the dream I remember is walking through sort of a garden slash set of houses with all of my stuff. And I think we got to a point where the path went through someone's house and there was like a glass door there. And it was like, oh, geez, we need to get through this house to get to where we want to go. Where are we going? I can't remember if at that point we were going to my old house. I was with a friend and he was like, oh, we need to get through this house. And he started like banging on the glass door. And there was the owner of the house is on the other side of the window. Like, what are you doing? But I think we found a way around. And there were lots of frogs around all of these houses for some reason. We kept seeing the frogs. And then the next thing I remember was being in a field, which was like next to my old house. And there was, it was a school field, so there were lots of kids playing in it. And I still held all my stuff in my hands that I kept dropping. And all of the kids were, like, intimidating. So I was like, right, I'll just take the long way around. I'll walk around the field rather than through it. So I started walking around it. And I never got to, my old house. I can't remember where it went after that. Yeah, weird dream. I'll probably remember more as the day goes on. We'll see. But yeah. See you.
I did not remember more. In fact, I forgot most of that dream. But yeah, what do you think?
So you were in the shop and you broke the earrings, right? But you hadn't bought them yet. Have you ever broken anything in a shop?
I don't think I have, honestly. One thing that did happen, though, when I dropped them and I went to pick them back up, they changed into necklaces. They didn't stay as earrings. Oh. So they were sort of shifting between necklaces and earrings the whole time.
Yeah.
Which was weird. But I remember the beads being really nice. Like they were big, round, and they were like a really nice glossy, like the blue one was a nice dark blue. Yeah, they were really shiny. I think they might have had little flowers on them maybe. And the red one kept shifting between red and green. It was like one minute it was a green bead, next it was a red one. They were nice though. I would have bought them. In real life.
I love the idea that you had to buy them separately.
I know.
You go to buy them and they're like, no, that's just for one of them.
It's £41 per earring. Oh, no. I can't afford that.
That's just for the left shoe. If you want the right shoe as well, it's double.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, it was for the whole dream. I was carrying like all of this stuff around. Like I had a big sketchbook, I had like my purse, I had other stuff. Like I was just, and I was constantly dropping it and leaving it places. Like I left it on like a little table while I was looking at the earrings and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was a constant thing through the dream, just struggling to hold all this junk.
I wonder, I mean, my gut reaction would be like, if you feel like you have a lot on your plate at the moment, and it's just that sort of balance of things in life, maybe you're getting distracted between different tasks and you keep forgetting to do something and then you go back to it. Or like, I would guess it'd be something like that. Or it's to do with, because obviously you're coming down to Bristol soon, and I always get very nervous that I'm going to forget to do something when I'm traveling somewhere, like forget to close the door or take my phone charger or something like that. So I wonder if it's that sort of thing of like preparing to go somewhere and you're trying to remember all these things.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
It probably is something to do with that, because like I it's a very busy week leading up to going down, and then it'll be busy once I'm down there. So yeah, I mean, it's probably something as simple as that, honestly.
Yeah. But also it's your birthday, so you want it something is. Shiny.
I want some shiny earrings, please. But one thing that stood out was like the color of the earrings. Like, that was a real main thing in the dream. And I think a lot of the time dreams and color relate to like feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least that's sort of what people say. But I don't know how true that is. But it was like the blue one, it was the nice blue bead with a black lucky cat, or the green red bead with a white lucky cat.
Yeah.
And because I couldn't afford to buy both, it's like, do I choose one? Do I choose the blue one, the nice calm one? Or do I choose the red one, the more busy one?
Oh.
I don't know. Do I break them and just be stressed?
Have you been watching Pottery Throwdown recently?
I have, yes. I love it.
Because I, with the like Rose being there, I was literally saying when I was watching it last week, imagine if you make something and then you drop it on the way to the drying room or the kiln.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You've put all of that work in and then you drop it or it breaks in the kiln or like explodes or whatever. So I guess that's another very literal thing.
That's true, actually.
Maybe you're just watching it because that did, no spoilers,
yeah,
but that
well, no,
did happen.
So spoilies, but it did happen. Yeah, somebody did drop something. That's very true.
Could just be empathy.
Didn't think of that. Damn, empathy.
With Rose watching, like
shaking my head.
Tut, tut, tut.
Tut, tut, tut. The other thing was the frogs in the dream. Like the frogs were very, they weren't like a bad thing.
Yeah.
They were very cute and very nice.
I was looking at the dream app and it doesn't have frogs in it.
No, I looked at my book and it doesn't have frogs either.
You would have thought frogs would be quite a common thing.
Yeah, I would have thought so too. You can have a look. Frogs in dreams.
Frogs in dreams. Do, 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 do. Frogs in dreams.
Dreaming about frogs and tadpoles signifies a considerably wonderful change in your waking life. Your dream of frogs therefore represents your improved way of seeing your surroundings. This is especially applicable when you dream about the metamorphosis of a frog or when a tadpole finally becomes a full-fledged frog.
Oh.
There we go. Maybe something good's around the corner.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
I got you frogs.
Yay. And broken earrings. Woohoo.
I love frogs.
Frogs are nice. Frogs are, I like I like a frog. They're very cute.
That's one of the things that I've missed having moved to Bristol however many years ago is back in my hometown, I used to see frogs all the time. It was one of those things, you'd be walking home and you'd see a frog and you'd be like, hey, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just, ever since moving to Bristol, I've only seen one frog and it was one that was brought into the vet.
Oh, so. Yeah, we had a lot of frogs. At my, when I lived at my parents', we had a pond in the back garden and when it came to like their mating season, you could hear them going at it all day. Like you'd be sitting, I'd be sitting in my bedroom and you can just hear the frogs outside like croaking and it's like, geez, keep it down. But yeah, we always had frogs in the garden.
I was going to say, were they like, was up? But it wasn't, that wasn't the advert with the frogs, was it? It was Budweiser when they were like, yeah. Budweiser. The What's Up advert that went on for ages, that whole campaign. I don't even remember what it was for.
I think maybe they were they the same campaign, because that was from Scary Movie, wasn't it, the whole What's Up thing, and I think they put it into an ad.
Oh, maybe it was.
But I don't know if it was, yeah, it was a Budweiser advert, but it wasn't the frog one.
Oh, there you go. But it wasn't frogs.
Yeah,
What's
Up. What's Up. It's weird, the brain has just meshed them together, so it was just frogs going What's Up.
I remember they tried to have like a sexy frog in one of the adverts where there was one frog that said the bud and then there was this frog that goes wise and then the other frog's just like "Err." Where has that been living in my brain all these years?
I know, I haven't thought about that in years. Oh my gosh. But yeah, like that, the area with the houses and the frogs, it was really nice. It reminded me a bit of the houses in Final Fantasy, which are always on my mind because I still don't have one. And yeah, it was very green. It was very flowery. There were lots of different levels with lots of different houses on. And there were little frogs running around everywhere. But it was very nice. That was actually quite a nice, peaceful portion of the dream, honestly, even though I was carrying junk everywhere. But it was nice. I wonder if the whole sort of thing in the dream is like, oh, stress, bad things might happen, busy times, but also good things around the corner. Yay.
Yeah. It's probably like, I'm a bit nervous about traveling and I've got a lot to do, but when I do it and I get there, happy times, I'm a frog.
Exactly. Happy times, I'm a happy little frog.
You reading that description of what frog dreams means reminds me of, you know, like the typical transformation film you get where it's like, she was a nerdy girl, but then she took off her glasses and she put on makeup and now she's a beautiful woman. This is going to be your tadpole to frog transformation.
Oh my God, I feel more like a tadpole at the minute.
No, you're a beautiful frog.
A beautiful, beautiful frog.
Oh my gosh, those films.
Oh dear. Yeah, they're ridiculous, aren't they? I can confirm it doesn't work. If I let my hair down, it just turns into a big wild bush.
If I let my hair down, it slowly consumes me.
You have a lot of hair.
This is my beauty transformation into Cousin It.
Oh my gosh. Right, should we move on to your last dream?
Yeah,
should we
do it? So this was actually this morning.
Okay.
So I do actually remember a little bit of it.
Nice.
But yeah, let's give it a listen.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
In this dream that Alice and I lived in this flat at the very top of this building, like one of those ones that's off, you know, like the tiny doors between shops. And a friend came around, I was still in bed, and we were chatting, we hadn't talked to me, it was like years and years, and she had a cat on like a lead, and we had just got a kitten, just decided he wanted a kitten, so I was like, oh yeah, we've got a kitten somewhere now. And then she came over to talk to me, and I looked outside the window, and I could see two moons, and I was like, oh my God, look at the moon. And then I realised that two moons are actually reflections of the moon in the moon. The moon was like huge. It took up the window. Before I knew it, like spun away. Like it was away. And I was thinking, like, did that happen? Did people see that? And my friend was like, well, let's hope we have time to talk about. It was like whatever she'd come over for. And I ended up like going out into the street, and I was still, because she caught me in bed, I just had like the duvet sheet wrapped around me, and went out into the street, and I was thinking, like, I guess no one saw the moon being that close, or it's fine and no one's worried. Either way, I then was like, I don't live here. I don't know how to get back. I don't remember which door is mine. So I was just walking down the street until I saw this door that I was like, okay, it has to be that one. I went back upstairs to the flat. I was looking at the cat changed. It was like a big fluffy grey cat now. I was just looking around and then I woke up. Ta-da!
I was so sleepy.
When you I sounded the first part of it is like
just incoherent mumbling. That would be the subtitles.
Yep. But you were dreaming about cats again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more cat dreams.
I remember specifically the weird thing about the cats was, so the friend who it was, who I haven't spoken to in years, but she has a cat and it wasn't her cat that she was walking.
Right.
So I don't know why. But then also the cat at the end that our kitten, I loved the way that I was just like, we've got a kitten around here somewhere.
Somewhere. We got a cat. Don't know where it is.
But it turned into my friend's cat, Karen.
Karen.
She was just chilling out with us. So yeah. And I just remember literally when I looked outside and I saw the moon, I was just like, oh, there's two moons. That's weird. And then I saw that was just a reflection in the window. And the moon was literally like, you know, when you see like films about the end of the world, when a planet is just about to crash into another planet, mm-hmm. It was that big. It was like, it filled the entire window. And I was just like, I guess this is it. And my friend was just like, oh, it might not matter anymore because we probably don't have till the end of the day to talk about this anyway.
Oh my God.
But then it literally just like spun away. And I was like, oh, I guess it's not the end of the world. Then I guess this is fine.
Wow. Jeez. Oh my God. What could that be about?
I wonder if the moon, does the moon have meanings?
Oh, definitely. 100%. Hang on. Let me get my book.
It was really nice colours though. It was proper like pinks and purples. It was really lovely. Ooh. The massive moon that I somehow failed to see. But to be fair, that is the sort of thing that I do very often. I'll be like, you know, when someone says like, oh, look at that. And I'll look and I'll see something that's completely not what they were pointing out. Not anything interesting to anyone else. I'll just be like, oh yeah, oh,
K64R,
thank you
Alexa.
Someone will point at like a car crash and I'll be like, oh yeah, look, there's a ladybird on the screen. And they're like, no, look at the thing I'm pointing at. I'm like, oh yeah. So it was sort of like that, me just being like, oh, look at the moon. No wait, look at that moon.
So the full moon is a symbol of hope when times are difficult, apparently.
I mean, it was pretty full.
It was pretty full. If you failed to reach the moon, you weren't trying to get to it.
No.
So I suppose not. But it symbolizes the mysteries and creativity of the feminine. Oh, lovely.
Oh, it was my big lady moon.
My big lady moon.
Maybe I'm going to have a burst of creativity because my moon is full. I mean, I was asking you the other day if you wanted to go and paint pottery, so... I mean,
that's true.
My moon's full. Do you want to go?
There's a full moon. Should we paint some pots? Yeah, maybe it just means you're being super creative. There we go. But like, I wonder why the cat's showing up again. I reckon this cat hanging out outside your house, he's on your mind. He's working his way in.
Well, with this dream, I did know about Taboo coming to stay. So maybe it is just that I'm like, I'm going to see a kitty cat again.
I'm going to see a kitty cat. Well, there we go. That's it. I think there have just been lots of cats for you to process.
Yep. So many cats. I have cats on the brain.
Cats on the brain. Yeah, I wonder, so what else happened? There was, you saw a friend with a cat and you had a cat and there was a cat on a lead.
Yeah, and I was walking down the road at one point with a bed sheet wrapped around me and that was it. Which is quite, I think, have a feeling that's one of the typical dreams is like being in public with your kit off.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think I've had that a few times.
Have you? I've never had a dream like that really. I don't think I have anyway.
One of my most common dreams is it will just be an ordinary day. This is so stereotypical. It will be an ordinary day. I'll just be going out and about and then I'll be like, oh, what a lovely day. Pity you're not wearing trousers, isn't it? And I'll look down and be like, oh my God.
Oh no.
What was I thinking? Why would I come out without trousers on?
That's such a classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I've never had a dream like that, oddly.
I've never had like the teeth falling out dream. I've never had the naked in public dream. I don't think I've really had dreams about like losing money and stuff. I mean, I've had dreams where I've like lost possessions, I guess, but not, I think money dreams are quite common, aren't they? But yeah, my mum always dreams
that she loses her jewelry always. That is a recurring dream that she's had for years. But yeah, it's so strange.
Oh, apparently. Being naked in a crowded place means that you are struggling to explore yourself or fear that you are being blamed or revealed unfairly.
Oh.
Am I being blamed for something?
Are you? I don't know. How well is the podcast doing? Brownie, this is your fault if it's tanking.
Oh no.
You've been caught naked in public. Oh no.
Not again. On the flip side, I do often have dreams where this is probably weird, where I will realize that I'm like in a state of partial undress, but I'm just sort of cool with it. I'm just like, okay.
Never mind.
It's not the typical like panic. It's just like, Bobby's out. Why not? It's Thursday.
Bobby's out.
I'll just carry on with my dream. Anyone want dip?
Oh,
I don't know what that says about me.
That's amazing. That's good. It means you don't care if you've got to whip your bobs out.
It's just nature, isn't it? It's just natural.
Bryony.
Yeah.
The two full moons.
Oh.
Oh my God.
It reminds me, actually, speaking of full moons, someone made a comment about the last podcast about how we just glossed over you saying, "Have you seen my ass? I'm a heavyweight."
We did, didn't we?
So I'm sorry for not acknowledging your full moon.
Thank you.
I hope I've not stifled your creativity in any way.
Oh my God. That's it. If I see my full moon, I know that I'm going to be extra creative.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't really know what else to take from that dream, honestly. Other than like, you like being naked in public and you might get a cat soon.
Well, there you go.
We're learning so much new things about each other, you know.
Yeah, this is ironically laying my mind quite bare. That's why I was being chased by a bear. I wanted to be bear.
You were jealous of the bear. He's not wearing clothes.
I want to run free with the bear. I'm learning a lot about myself.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, should we pose a question to anybody who may be listening? You know, something that they can chat about in the comments, for instance, like a question about their dreams or a recurring dream they might have. Like, you're good at thinking up questions. What do you reckon?
To anyone listening, what is your most memorable dream? Like, what is that weird dream that has stuck with you?
That's a good one.
And you don't know why. It's just there.
It's just there.
Lurking like a bear. In the forest of your mind.
Like a big naked bear. I'll ask a question too. Do you remember any dreams from your childhood? There you go. That's my question. I like reading the comments and I want to hear what people have to say.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Well, anyone who has been listening, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been an hour of us just laughing at each other's moons.
I don't know what you mean. This is very serious analysis we've been doing.
Very serious podcast.
I have a very real degree in dreamology.
Dreamology.
Doctor of dreams.
Right, doctor of dreams.
Dream doctor. I was thinking as well,
yeah,
if anyone would like us to try, obviously it won't be right, but if you wanted us to try and tell you what one of your dreams meant, feel free to send them to us and we will do our best.
Yeah, we can give you like a terrible, terrible interpretation of your dreams.
If anything, we'll make you more confused than you previously were.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Yay. Well,
nice.
Thank you, Kirsty, for joining me again.
Thank you, Bryony.
I realise we forgot to say our names at the beginning again.
Oh, yeah, we did. Well, people know who we are now, maybe. No, they don't.
Maybe we should just have credits at the end, like you get on audiobooks when you just say, like, you've been listening to Kirsty and Bryony's Comfort Zone, featuring Kirsty as Kirsty and Bryony as Bryony.
And Alexa as Alexa. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I hope you've been cozy.
Yeah, very cozy.
Take care. And until next time, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.